Welcome to the Josephine County Board of Commissioners. Weekly business session is 9 a.m., October 26, 2016. Please stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, first item on the agenda this morning is item 1A, the approval of a contract for personal services between Josephine County and Jarrett Walker and Associates for development of a transit master plan. Commissioner Hare.
Yes, our transit administrator couldn't be here this morning, Mr. Scott Chancy, and so I'll speak to this as the liaison to Public Works. This is something that we have actually never done before. Our transit program has kind of grown and developed organically, really with the leadership of Scott Chancy and the Public Works Director, Rob Brandis, in conjunction with the city, and trying to figure out what is the best system to serve the people of Josephine County, and actually now Jackson County with our commuter line between Jackson and Medford in Grants Pass. So this is really just going to be to take a comprehensive look at what we're doing right now, what our transit system could look like in the future. Every time I sign one of these contracts, I think, man, I need to go into the planning business. This seems lucrative to try to figure out, how do buses roll down the road and where's the best place to go. I'm not exactly sure what all of this, what this project entails for the specifics and the details. I know it's going to take a little while, and it's in conjunction with our countywide system transportation plan that we're going to be working on in the next year. So Public Works is doing a 10-year review like they're supposed to do to figure out exactly what our priorities are going to be for the next decade. I think the timing of that plan is really good, that these are both happening together so that you're not looking to develop a road in a particular area, maybe with curb gutter sidewalks. You're going to provide for, maybe a bus turnout opportunity. That's where the transit plan says that's where a bus route is in need of going in the future. So I think these two working in conjunction are going to serve the public really, really well so that you don't have buses that we're planning for the bus stops. I don't know if anybody comes up 7th Street in the mornings, but there's a number of bus stops along 7th Street, and the bus just stops on the right-hand side of the road during rush hour traffic. And I don't think that's exactly what would have happened had we had these kinds of plans maybe a decade or two ago. And so as we develop either our road infrastructure or this transit plan, we're going to be able to better provide for those kinds of things. We would not have provided for a bus hub being right in front of the courthouse, which adds congestion to 6th Street here. So our long-term plan is going to include our transit hub being located just over on 5th and B or D Street between those two, and that'll get it off the main thoroughfare. It'll kind of provide it for more opportunity for people to work to ride or go there and stop and park for the day to take the bus over to Medford if they need to do that. So that's just one of the many things that I think are going to be looked at so that we serve the public better into the next decade or so. So that's what this plan is for. There's a local match component of $9,500 or so. The total project is just over $90,000. It'll take about a year to develop this, and completion date is expected of June of 17, with extensions possible. So we're going to be working on that over the next year with Scott Chancy, and the local match is being provided by state or federal dollars. We don't contribute general fund dollars to the transit system in Josephine County locally. So that's what I have. If there are any questions?
Can I read just this task 6 of the draft transit master plan, which says that it will develop short, medium, and long-range plans and networks for future transit service in Josephine County and the Middle Road MPO's regional transportation plan. Each proposed network will include a set of routes described in terms of routing, frequency, schedule, and vehicle requirements. It will include an operating cost estimate for each route and for the network. But it should come up with a finished product where one can realize that route is not going to be manageable, or it can be manageable, or how. But the put some tangibility to these oftentimes good ideas and what we perceive as needs, the study should confirm that, that it is a need. We can breathe a little bit more confidently.
It's interesting that you would read item 6 and reference the Middle Rogue NPO. This plan is not limited to that. The Middle Rogue NPO is a federal designation that happened about 2.5 years ago. It includes Rogue River Gold Hill, Merlin area, but it doesn't include the Illinois Valley or Medford, and so this plan will include those areas as well. It's not limited to the Middle Rogue NPO. Yeah, it's going to be pretty comprehensive.
Thank you. Item 1B on the agenda is approval of grant agreement number 31658, Connect Oregon 6 for the emergency power generators for two airports. The two airports in Josephine County, one in Illinois Valley and one in Merlin. And both of these airports are growing and expanding. And one of the things we do not have is emergency generators in case of a power outage. And I believe Mr. Graves said that over the last few years, we've had about 80 power outages at the Grants Pass Airport alone. So in case of emergency or at night, we would not have any power for aircraft to be able to land. It would be pitch black. So we've been trying to find a way to get these generators, and this is a Connect Oregon 6 economic development type of funds to come to the county for the purpose of installing these generators. The generators will, I think they expect to have those installed sometime by spring, early summer next year. So there has to be some construction work and wiring and all of that that has to be done. And, of course, the weather is getting to be a little bit sticky muddy out there. But anyway, we will have our generators before long. The total project estimate is $197,000. The grant amount is $137,900. And of course, the county, Josephine County Airports, not the County General Fund, but the Josephine County Airports has to come up with the approximately $59,000 matching funds for this project. That is a little higher than a lot of projects, but this is a different source of funding, and so consequently the match is a little bit higher, but that'll come out of the airport revenues. So, any further questions?
Just the point that go on Craigslist and I can find like a 50 kW generator for a whole lot less than what we're expecting, what we're budgeting for in this plan. It really comes down, as I understand, to the federal regulations around the FAA. If you take anything that you or I would practically go do as a project for a business, a commercial entity, I can think of in the North Valley area like a Krauscraft that needs backup power to run systems, you know, in those intervals when they have power outages. They're not going to spend the same amount of dollars that it's going to require under whatever kind of regulations the FAA is going to pose. It's the same thing with the federal transit program. That's how you get $106,000 bus shelters, is those requirements by the Federal Highway Administration, probably not that different than the Federal Aviation Administration. So that's where we all pay the price for those higher regulations and more red tape, unfortunately. At the end of the day, I think the people of Josephine County are going to be best served by having emergency backup at the Merlin Airport and Illinois Valley. What we've seen in the brief discussions that I witnessed when I was over at the Airport Managers Association meeting, the fall conference over in Medford, when they're talking about distributing resources during an emergency, Cascadia or what have you, those are going to be distributed out of Redmond, Oregon. That's where their base is going to be for distribution of that, those either resources or personnel, and they're going to fly them in more often than not. And having visual capability when the power's out, which it likely will be at a Cascadia or any other kind of emergency, to be able to land and take off and all of those kinds of processes that are our two airports, it's going to be pretty key for responding to the local residents. And so if you put it in that context, putting a price tag on it, the alternative is that these monies, if we didn't appropriate them to this project or get these grant dollars, they would just go someplace else in the state of Oregon for probably a very similar project. And so I think it's a very worthwhile and worthy cause commend Mr. Graves. He looked into these Connect Oregon grant. They cycle out every year or two based on the state appropriations. And he really got in the queue. He went to the meetings beforehand to kind of figure out how they're done. I actually served on a selection committee for Region 3, and he and I worked on the last go-around to apply for some of these things. So that you kind of got to have an understanding of how these processes work so that you're successful. And I know that he's getting well up to speed on these processes and others. So it's going to be well served. I think that, we're going to finally be getting what I would say is Josephine County's fair share of these appropriations. In years past, you've seen millions of dollars that have gone over to Jackson County for some of their airport improvements, airport overlays, and other things, and very little coming to Josephine County. And we're slowly working at some equity in the appropriations process of these grants.
I think it should be noted as well that the total grant, $197,000, of which Mr. Graves had to come up with $59,100 as a matching aspect of the grant. And so he is, I think he said it's 3 years he's been working on getting these things. And that's part of the reason he has to come up, and none of it's coming out of the general fund. So that's the struggle, and Mr. Graves has certainly risen to beat that challenge.
I think it was one of Mr. Graves' biggest concerns, I think, when he first was hired here about 5 or 6 years ago, was that an airport's all well and good, but if you can't see it in the dark, in an emergency, it really doesn't serve. You got to have those elements that define the way to run the business. Otherwise, your land is someone's house or road, not in the right spot.
Well, this in combination with the AWAS system that was just certified by the FAA makes this a very attractive airport for all of the general aviation aircraft. So, that's good.
Yep.
Okay. Moving on to item 2, requests and comments from citizens. Each person will be given 3 minutes. Please state your name and your address. We don't need the street number, but just location. So anyone over here on this side wish to speak? No? Okay, on this side. Anyone wish to speak? Goodness sakes.
Goodness sakes alive.
Well, all the problems are not solved, I guess. Okay. Thank you. We'll bring it back to the board. I'll entertain a motion on item 1A.
Madam Chair, I'd make a motion to approve the contract for personal services between Josephine County and Jarrett Walker and Associates for development of a transit master plan.
And I will second that.
Okay, any further discussion? And for the record, I don't know who Jarrett Walker is. No relation.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on.
Okay, roll call, please.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, motion carries. Item 1B, approval grant agreement number 31658, Connect Oregon 6 for emergency power generators for two airports, 3S8 and 3S4.
And I would move for approval.
I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Okay, roll call, please.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, motion carries. Okay, our consent calendar, item 3A, various minutes, the Land Use Board of Appeal remand hearing of October 10th, 2016. 3A, Luba, let's see. Okay, general discussion, October 11th, 2016. I almost skipped a line there. And the weekly business session of October 12th, 2016, and the county administration workshop, October 13th, 2016. And these are just the minutes of the October 10th hearing. They are not the decision. That's just minutes. Okay. Item 3B, amendment number 4 for office space between Josephine County Public Health and Healthcare Coalition of Southern Oregon. Our public health department has some vacant space in their building, being that it was a very large space, formerly an ER department. And for several years now, they've been renting out office space to the Healthcare Coalition. So this is just a renewal of the same contract, no changes to that contract. Item 3C, resolution number 2016-066, in the matter of an appointment to the Emergency Medical Services Board. And this is
Randy Long.
Okay, yes. Nice young man. I met him at the meeting the other day, so. Okay. Any further discussion or questions on these?
Just want to clarify that this extension, amendment number 4, is to expire March 30th, 2017. So it's just a 6-month.
Yes. Any other question or comment? Okay. I'll entertain a motion to approve the consent calendar.
I would so move. We approve the consent calendar items 3, A, B, and C.
Second.
A motion and a second. Any further discussion? Okay, the non roll call, please.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, motion carries. Any other business from the board?
No.
Okay. Any other matters from commissioners that you wish to bring up today?
On, Madam Chair, on the radio, yes, today, yeah, KJO, I mentioned and announced that Jackson County is hosting a community forum. I don't know if it's considered a formal hearing, but they're taking testimony from the public, I believe, and probably having a short presentation on the proposed Siskiyou Crest or Siskiyou Cascade National Monument. There was a town hall that was hosted by Senator Merkley, I believe, maybe about a month ago over at Southern Oregon University. And so I've come to find out that I think Klamath County is also hosting a town hall sometime in the future. This Thursday, so tomorrow evening, in Medford at 6 p.m., is that Medford-hosted forum. And I think the public is welcome and encouraged to attend. In the past, when we've had proposals in Josephine County of such a nature, the board has a standing position of not endorsing these kinds of unilateral imposed expansions by the administration. We would rather see them done by Congress and have a voice from the local citizenry as to whether or not they thought that was a good idea or not. We've asked a couple of non-binding questions concerning this, the most recent one of which is the designation of the Rogue River as a recreational, scenic and recreational designation. And that resoundingly was struck down by the voters of Josephine County. It really wouldn't have made sense anyway. And I think that one was pretty obvious from most people's standpoint that there isn't anything wild and scenic necessarily about the designation from the Applegate all the way up, and including Lost Creek Dam. This one is in a similar vein, but might be a little bit different from the standpoint, from my perspective, that it includes roughly 50,000 acres of ONC lands, and those are mostly matrix lands that are designated for harvest under the Northwest Forest Plan on a sustained yield basis. By designating a monument, that would be taking those out of the portfolio of production. And so the ONC Association submitted formal comments to Senator Merkley, and I believe Senator Wyden as well, as they're both proponents of this designation, that if there is a designation of a monument, that there be a consideration of a no net loss provision, which for every piece of legislation that affects ONC counties, we always advocate for. There's a designation. There was some legislation last session proposed to give some unlanded tribes some forest lands, some timber lands. And the ONC Association was not opposed to that. It was a nominal amount, maybe 20 to 30,000 acres. The proposal would have hopefully included that no net loss provision, taking public domain lands, which are not ONC lands, but there's a certain provision that those are associated with ONC lands, and those would be rolled into the ONC portfolio, taken out of public domain, either out of BLM or Forest Service, and made make the ONC portfolio whole. And that's exactly what we would propose if this was done. Federal designations by executive order of the president don't require legislative action or approval. And so you wouldn't get those kind of provisions, I would assume, in the executive order provision. I don't know that they have the authority to do that, redesignate those kinds of lands. But if they did, that's certainly what we were advocating. I'm not sure what the impact would be to Josephine County. It's really hard to say exactly what this designation will look like. I've seen proposals as small as 90,000 acres and as big as 1.2 million acres. Josephine County is 1,050,000 acres. Jackson County is just over 2 million acres. So you can see if it were coming from pretty much Josephine and Jackson County, a designation of 1.2 million acres would be significant, especially as the Kalmiopsis system wilderness area is already a significant federal designation that takes lands out of the portfolio of management in Josephine County. And so it's looking as though it's probably one of those things that's going to be done in the last few weeks of the Obama administration. And if it's done in that way, there's really very little that the local citizenry can accomplish, either by town hall or it's too late for a vote of the people to say yay or nay, even in a just a non-binding question on the ballot. So we're going to look at those things and do what we can, but frankly, when your federal representatives, your senators, feel that it's a good idea, even though the people locally may have a disagreement about that, it's really not up for debate when you make those decisions. So stay tuned. We'll